This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. It's happy hour. Get ready to be the happiest you've been all week because Jesse Waters is here. He has a brand new book out. Get It Together. It is the story of his life and how he went from rambling hobo to a cable news network superstar in just 2 short years. Jesse, welcome to Kennedy Saves the World.
Thank you very much. That's actually not what the book's about. That was my first book, How I Saved the World, which I did not steal from you.
People ask me that all the time. They're like, you stole your podcast name from Jesse. I'm like, I didn't.
I actually think
and it was
I
your
came
wife
up
who realized that she was.
My wife came up with the name of the book, but by the time the book was released, you had already had this title as your podcast. So it did look like I stole it.
No, it looked like I stole it from you because your book had way, way more publicity. So people are like, oh,
neither of us stole
just
it.
Just like a woman to steal everything from a man.
We're both innocent.
Yes, that's right. There's no culpability here. But this is a lovely mocktail.
Yes.
I actually found this recipe online. And guess what this mocktail is called?
What?
The liberal.
The liberal. I'll have two.
So I went online looking for the most liberal cocktail.
Okay.
And then the liberal came up and I'm like, this is amazing.
What
now,
is it?
If you were making this with actual alcohol, it would be rye whiskey, sweet vermouth, Amaro, and a little bit of orange bitters.
Mm-hmm.
I can only admit to the orange bitters being in there. Everything else is.
I like how you say it's a mocktail.
Well, sure, Jesse.
With the air quotes.
Yes. There we go. There's the liberal. Ooh. And I broke my coupe, so I have to settle for a French bulldog highball.
Well, cheers, Kennedy. Thank you so
cheers.
Much for having me on to promote Get It Together, which you can buy on Amazon right now. I love
cheers,
you, Kennedy.
Jesse. I love you, Jesse.
Cheers.
That's very liberal.
It's delicious.
Yes. Well-balanced drink.
I never thought I'd say that about a liberal. That goes down nicely.
Well,
hopefully just like Joe Biden.
What do you think is going to happen in the fall?
I was told never to make predictions again. Britt Hume sat me down.
Okay, frankly, Britt Hume can sit in the corner because you made one of the greatest predictions ever on the Five.
What?
Yes, the year before the New Year's predictions, and your prediction came true.
I don't even know what I predicted, but yeah, I'm
that
great.
That the Eagles were going to beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
I did. I had a nice year that year, but then I predicted the red wave, and Hume told me to cool it. So
I think
I'm
he's
not
jealous.
Going to make any predictions. I will just say that fundamentally it looks like Trump wins
okay.
in the polling. And I can feel the country. You know, you send Johnny out. You've seen his packages. No one likes Joe Biden.
They really don't.
They really don't.
So who are these people who go on the Sunday talk shows and say, you know, I talk with the president every week. The guy is sharp.
Yeah.
He is smart. And it's like, okay, the only time we've seen that Joe Biden is when he was juiced up before the State of the Union.
He had a State of the Union pill.
Yeah.
He might have had two.
What do you think that is?
I don't know, but I want to know.
I want to know as well, because I think there are times in my life where I would like an extra energy boost.
Right. If that's what it takes to get Joe across the finish line, they're going to have to be doing that from now until November.
I don't think they can.
I don't think it's healthy.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of a once a month deal, because you're going to have to do it for 3 debates. You're going to have to do it for the convention. I mean, that you don't want to be doing that to a guy in his 80s over and over and over again.
No, but it's like the exhaustion that follows a presidential campaign. You know, it's like it's impossible for someone half his age to try and complete the entire task and get across the finish line. And he stumbles all the time. I don't know how he survives the summer emotionally.
Well, he won't be campaigning right now. He's using everybody in the Democratic bench. They have Barack Obama, I believe tomorrow night, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. And I think a bunch of celebrities that I don't even know are going to be holding a fundraiser at Radio City.
No, Lord.
And so
traffic is going to be horrific.
It's really, it's how it affects us, Kennedy.
Well, that's
it
all I think
about. It always goes
back
to how it affects us. But yes, yeah, see, I mean, you've seen his campaign events. It looks like from 2020 where they were social distanced.
Yeah.
And there was like a dozen people there.
Yeah.
No, the COVID's over and he still can't get a dozen people in an event.
No, he can't do it. And you also have the enthusiasm gap. But every time they talk about things like Caesarpalooza, like they did with Trump last week, and like, oh, tomorrow's the day, Caesarpalooza.
Caesarpalooza.
They're going to implode Trump Plaza and right. Trump Tower. They're going down.
It happens every so once they indict him, then everybody follows him and he gets bigger numbers. And then every time he has just an incremental court victory, again, he gets more and more support. So they've done this to themselves. And now we just have to watch it play out.
Why are they surprised by this?
I think they assume that everybody believes he's evil. And then you'll have a judge whose job it is to try to play it straight.
Like Judge Undypants, what do you call him?
Judge Nudy. And then Judge Nudy, and we call him that because he takes naked bathroom selfies at the gym.
That's so weird.
I mean, it goes to
You're not supposed to take any pictures at the gym.
No.
Even if it's your own junk. That is forbidden.
And the appellate court just wipes it off the map. And I think a lot of people in the media just don't see that coming because they live in a cocoon.
Who do you think the VP will be at this point?
It looks like Tim Scott is a front runner. Vivek, I don't believe, will be. I liked Sarah Sanders. Now I'm hearing Rubio. I don't know who it's
Little
going
Marco?
To be. Yeah, Little Marco.
That's
I don't know.
Interesting. I had not heard that.
Yeah, I've heard his name now a couple times. I don't know who it's going to be. I think they just want someone, no drama, low profile.
So Carrie Lake.
Just two pistols right on the table.
Yeah.
The thing is, Kennedy, whoever he chooses, they're teeing up for a presidential run almost immediately because
yes.
he's term limited to one term.
I mean,
so
no
the
matter...
minute he's inaugurated, that VP's running for president.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
But this spot is the most consequential one of any presidential election we have seen, because we've never had two men running for president who are both this old.
You're right. So and, Kamala and whoever this
yeah,
pick is.
Yeah, and Kamala has already been completely written off. And her poll numbers are, they're not going northward. It's the weirdest thing. No matter what they try to do, no matter what task or what glad handing or how they try and sell her with the North Korean propagandist PR, they cannot get any traction for her.
I liked what someone said. It was said, if you were not running against Joe Biden, we're running against Kamala. Because even if Joe Biden does win re-election, he's not going to make 4 years.
No.
He's going to pass the torch at some point and say,
he said he
I'm
was
going to step
do that
down.
In 2020.
I know, and he broke his
said,
promise.
I'm a bridge. Look at me, everybody. You can play with my leg hairs. I'm a bridge.
No bridge.
No.
And now people are a little angry about that.
How are people receiving your book, Get It Together by Jesse Waters, the number one New York Times bestselling author?
Right. It's doing very well. I haven't really promoted it that much.
No, I haven't seen you. So
I'm surprised you even knew about the book. But I've been out there a little bit trying to sell it. It's something that I care a lot about. I talked to about two dozen of the wackiest people I could find. Statue topplers, people that want to open prisons, open the border, legalize
drugs. I mean, I can't
drugs,
get over the cuddler.
The professional cuddler. And they told me their life story. And it turns out these are irrational people with personality disorders. Mm-hmm. And they're making their problems our problems.
So do you think having a mom who's a therapist, did that sort of influence you? And did that help you become a more empathetic person?
It did. Having liberal parents made me more caring. I listen more. Maybe I'm not as mean.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm more tolerant towards liberals.
Yeah.
And I maybe I suffer fools. better than some people.
You're such a tolerant person.
I am. Usually, you know, a lot of people jump down your throat on cable, but I listen for 2 hours, 3 hours sometimes. Do these people spill their guts?
Is that all they needed? Like, did they just need someone to talk to?
It was therapeutic.
Did they need an extended therapy session?
And a lot of this is narcissism, and they want to have attention showered upon them. You don't know anything about that.
No, absolutely not.
And it's helpful, but at the end of the day, you just don't want a social revolution. You just want people maybe to go to therapy instead.
I would like people to go to therapy. I think it'd be great. I don't think there are so many problems we have, especially in New York. Like when I look around, there's a guy right now. I take the subway to and from work just about every day. And there's a guy right now in a wheelchair shooting himself up with heroin in the turnstile that leads from the subway to the Fox hallway.
How does Jimmy Fallon do that and then get to work on time?
See, I think the wheelchair isn't because he can't walk. I think it's because he's lazy.
He's taking advantage. You're right. But it's not always about therapy or pharmaceutical drugs. A lot of people just need maybe to go on a hike, read a book, drink some water.
Maybe some psychedelics.
We interviewed a guy that's a toad smoker.
Yeah. And that I think is very curious because you were even surprised by
he was the most well-adjusted person of the 24 people we interviewed.
Yeah.
The man who has seen God every time he smokes this.
And how is Mike
venom.
Tyson? Because Mike Tyson loves the toad.
It's right. It changes lives.
He said that absolutely was an intersection in his life. And the part of him that he felt most guilty about, the part of him that held the most regret, that part almost died away and he was reborn. And now he is a religious person and hopefully he is going to annihilate Jake Paul.
I think he's going to win.
Yeah.
And he's going to get inside, get to the body. And I don't think Jake Paul's been in the ring with anybody like that. But the toad does take you to a place that is far beyond anybody's conception of reality, but it's also dangerous if you're not prepared for it. This gentleman said that you need about a week to do yoga, do transcendental meditation, just to prepare your psyche to enter into this netherworld, so to speak. And it can have long-lasting psychiatric effects. Someone just had a psychic break when they went in there casually.
Oh, I don't think it's something that should be entered into casually.
No, and now, you know, they've
lost
all their money.
It's like entering into parenthood casually.
Right. Like, it's actually
that's
worse.
That's why we have a 40-week gestation period.
Right.
So you can really come to grips with and get used to the idea of caring completely for someone else.
I didn't know that's why women were pregnant for so long. I didn't know it was mental preparation.
A lot of it is. I will never forget being 8 months pregnant and calling my doctor and saying, I can't do this. I was like, I have no idea how to be a mom.
Yeah.
No one should entrust me with the care of a child. I cannot believe this is happening.
But you're the best mother.
And she said, that is perfectly natural. Everyone feels that way. And it wasn't until I had my first baby where I was like, and you see your baby's face for the first time and it connects you to them in a way that you didn't realize was possible.
Men don't think about that.
No, men don't have to wrestle with God.
We're just like,
out a bowling ball from their hoo-ha.
Nine months later, we're at the hospital. Yay! Now what?
Just passing out cigars.
Yeah, you know.
Where's the number for that night nurse, honey? Call right
yeah,
now.
Well, there's not a lot of thought that goes into that in the 9 months.
No, but there's a lot of thought that goes into this book. What chapter are you most proud of? Dramatic pause. I appreciate it.
There was the woman who had an emotional support squirrel that brought the squirrel onto an airplane and then had to be arrested by U.S. Marshals. And the woman couldn't understand why that wasn't allowed.
Was the squirrel on a leash?
It was in a cage.
Okay.
And it's a rodent.
It's a rodent.
And imagine you sit next to someone in coach and you're taxiing.
You can't imagine sitting in coach, can you?
That's a stretch. And then you look beside you and it's not a dog.
No.
This thing.
Not even a cat. And I don't like cats.
And she's feeding it with a baby bottle through the cage.
All right. Yeah.
And this thing's scurrying and squeaking.
Would you
sounds
feel
like that animal needs support. Like that animal is not supporting her.
The emotional support animal needs an emotional support animal.
Yes.
Right. So these are the types of people I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
You know, when you live inside your house, like people are thinking they're kings of the castle, mm-hmm. queens of the castle, everything's ordered, every food is delivered, and then they get outside into society. It's like they're beasts.
Sounds like my daughter's first semester of college. Right.
You forget what it's like.
She didn't realize they didn't have DoorDash. And right. She was like, oh my God.
I have to walk outside and interact with people. Yes. Maybe the things I'm doing home alone aren't really acceptable in civilized society. Yes. And this is what we're facing.
Yes. And again, it boils down to people need therapy. You are going to offer psychiatric rehabilitation centers, which I think yes. is very giving of you.
Yes.
You're going to franchise them.
Yes. That is news to me. But yes, Kennedy, that is something we're exploring.
That's I
Jesse think Waters Foundation.
Very lucrative. My dad always said charity starts at home.
That's right. I'm only into charity if I can get something out of it.
Well, that's the American way.
Quote of the day.
That's right. Jesse Waters, get it together. Get your copy now and find your emotional support chapter. To the liberal and all of us, Jesse.
And have a liberal.
Have a liberal. This has been Kennedy Saves the World Happy Hour, along with Jesse Waters.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
Hey, it's Clay Travis. Join me for Outkick the Show as we dive deep into a mix of topics. New episodes available Monday to Friday on your favorite podcast platform, and watch directly on outkick.com/watch.